We had five books. This was a history. See? It come in there to help you out on your geography. It told you about the presidents and this and that and the other, you know. And the geography and hit both combined about the traveling of the people, the names of the towns, names of the presidents, and so forth and so on. They ain't like the books I have now.
Did the children at your school ever do any kind of tricks and pranks? Or did they all pretty well serious? I mean, the boys ever pull any stunts and foolishness?
The girls is reference.
The girls.
Yeah,
the girls would pull pranks and the boys would pull pranks, but yeah. Ain't none of them get by with me.
She told me how they did. One girl went so far with
my brothers and sisters if she was going to whip them about something that I knew that they wasn't guilty of. I just sat down and I talked to her. I said, now, you know, you've never caught me in a lie. And I said, I don't intend for my little brother or my sister to have to take a whooping for one of these other children.
Well, now, were you the oldest one? Your sister that's dead's older than you are.
Yeah, but she married off when I wasn't 10 years old.
Uh-huh. See? So when you went to school, you were the oldest in school with your little brothers and sisters?
I had a brother older than I was, I had two brothers older than I was. So one day, teacher went home with me, and it happened to be the man's daughter my daddy was farming with, teaching school. She come in now, they got a terrible racket up, and the children's up some size that they could eat in there. Schoolhouse. The little ones all had to get out and eat there, didn't they?
When they carried the lunch to school?
Yeah, we had a cow lunch.
The little children had to take the lunch outdoors because they were afraid they'd spill it in school.
That's right. And so I was standing there, and my brother was standing there, and this young boy that come through, they wasn't nothing too bad for him to do. And he told the pocket knife, the blade is about that long. And you know they ain't allowed to do that in school. Wasn't them days, I don't know how they
do. Not supposed to, never, but they do.
And he come by, and they was several of us girls and boys there, and he come by, and them days, if a man, a boy shirt tail was out, it was a disgrace. And he just run by and get all of his shit deal out behind. Well, I tell you now, them kind of children didn't take no value. But they didn't take no fact. My brother just hauled off and sent him over two banks. Well, she heard the commotion of going on. And he jumped up and got his knife out and told me to get him. I says, you ain't gonna hurt nobody. I says, listen, I'm gonna see, young man, that you are gonna have to leave your knife at home or else you're gonna be expelled from school. I says, ain't none of the rest of them allowed to have none. And I said, now, me and the teacher's gonna have this over. And I said, she ain't gonna hit my brother Mary Reed. And I said, she ain't gonna make my daddy whip him. I said, if she does, I done told her I'd whip her on the way to schoolhouse in the morning.